Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Karen Wortham, who is a historian and tour director for the city of Savannah, and her company is called Journey by Faith. Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. Wortham, I had reached out to you because we are bringing a busload of folks to Savannah to commemorate the Weeping Time in March of 2019, and we wanted to provide our guest with a tour of Savannah so that they could learn more about the history of our state. Could you share with our listeners how your company got started and why Journey by Faith?
Well, first of all, the company got started because I was originally the tour director and managing person of First African Baptist Church. And little people know it, but First African is actually the oldest continuous black church in the United States of America. So I was a managing person there, and I was tour director, organized tours. I went into the history of the black church. And so once I left First African, then I had this dream about really developing my own company. And so 2009, I created Journey by Faith, and I chose the name Journey by Faith because of the history of our people. And basically, it just all tied in together. So and in 2010, I became a totally independent person that was working just Journey by Faith and no other business.
So tell us what makes the Journey by Faith tour different from any other tour you could get in the city of Savannah.
Well, Journey by Faith is actually a tour of our history, but as far as Savannah, Georgia is concerned, I decided to tell our story. That means the African-American experience of our ancestors here. So the people who lived here, who really worked hard, suffered through slavery, I tell their story. And so the characters that I use are not anything made up. They are actually the people who lived in Savannah, went through slavery, and struggled.
Now, one of the things that surprised me is talking about the Weeping Time, the majority of people that I talk with about that event have never heard of it. When I talk with people who are from, Savannah and from that Georgia coastal area, they all know about it.
Well, the thing about the Weeping Time is, and it's not only the Weeping Time, it's all of the history, because the Weeping Time is one of the most well-kept secrets that happened during slavery. Also, the Ebenezer Creek Betrayal is a well-kept secret. So there are several little pieces of our history that we have no idea about. But the Weeping Time came about because, number one, the first I heard of it, I talked to a lady, and right now she passed away about a year ago, and her name was Miss Cornelia Bailey. And she was actually the person who was, you could say, the matriarch of Sapelo Island. And when I called Miss Cornelia Bailey, she was the first person that ever mentioned to me about the Weeping Time. And I just started digging into the history of it, and I wanted to know about it. And then I ended up talking to Dr. Cleese DeGraff Hansen. I met him. And so all of us was really telling the story, but we weren't connected. So now here it is, when I get with Dr. Hansen, he and I, for the last 3-4 years, we have been connected in doing a commemoration of the slaves that were sold here in Savannah, and that was the 436 slaves that were actually sold by Mr. Pierce Butler.
So these well-kept secrets of our history and other things, that's what is included in the tour that you do, Journey by Faith.
Yes, I actually, I will be stepping on the motor coach with you all, taking you all down into the slave cemetery, telling you the history of that land and what plantation that was and what they did there. And then I'll take you around Savannah and give you all some history about from the slave ship basically to the grave. And that's what I call Journey by Faith. It's from the slave ship to the grave, and it's the history of not only African Americans here, but of the people who owned our ancestors. So that meant that we can't tell a full story unless we tell the white side and the black side of the story of slavery.
So I am just excited that we are going to be able to share this journey with you as we visit Savannah to commemorate the 160th anniversary of the Weeping Time. What do you want our listeners to know about your historical background? How did you come to be this historian? How did you come to learn, you know, these stories and these anecdotes that went from, you know, the ship to the grave?
Well, you know, really, it was nothing in my background as far as me having any formal education or learning about the history. I had no, I mean, not in education or anything. But once I began to learn the history of First African Baptist and the members of that church and the struggle they went through, I did not even know that God put a desire in me to really know and dig for the history that I just become to love. And it has become my passion. I didn't know it was my passion until I actually had to get into it. And the more you know about it, the more respect you have for not only our ancestors, but of adults, of older people, of the struggle these people had to go through. So I tell anyone, if you have young people and you want them to be more respectful, you want them to be, just more into being a better person, they need to learn their history. It will calm you down. It will make you a much better person. And that's what it has done for me. Just knowing the stories of these people who walk the path that we are walking on the same street. We're sitting in the same churches that our ancestors sit in. And to know that they prepared a place for us. And so we need to take care of it, and we need to tell their story.
Karen, please share with our listeners how they can get more information about you and Journey by Faith. And we will also be sharing information with our listeners about how they can come on the tour for the commemoration. But just in case, if they want to reach out to you directly, how can they do so?
If they want to reach out to me directly, first of all, you know, everybody got a little social media thing going on, and that is the Facebook or whatever it is. They can just go to Journey by Faith on Facebook. And one thing I do on Facebook is I try and load as much information about our history and positive things and some negative. But anything that's positive, especially when I say negative, I mean things that may not make you feel good, but it is really good, strong information. I load that on Facebook and tell the stories of people who did great things that you may never hear about, and they never get accolades for doing all that, the struggles they we've been through and they've been through. So not only about that, civil rights, the Civil War, even the Revolutionary War. Some of us do not know just what an important part our ancestors played doing every point that was important in the United States. Our ancestors played their part. They did their work. And so Facebook is one of the places I go to. I also have a website, and that website is journeybyfaithllc.com. And if you go there, you'll see a little bit of things about the tours I do and the information I talk about. But it's just about any place you go. You know, different places. The BBC have covered the work I'm doing, the French people, just about everybody. And now it's time for us to really get serious about learning our history.
Karen Wortham, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share this information with our listeners. And you can go to website, journeybyfaithllc.com, or search Facebook for Journey by Faith. Karen Wortham, thank you.
And thank you so much.